Good morning. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. Today is Thursday, December 10th, 2015. It's approximately 9 a.m. We are convened in the hearing room number 1025 at the commission offices in Salt Lake City. I'm Michael Cragen, chairing the meeting today. Commission Chair John Valentine is participating by telephone. He's attending meetings representing the state at meetings of the Multi-State Tax Commission. Also present are Commissioners Robert Pirro and Rebecca Rockwell, and our Executive Director, Barry Conover. We'll start the meeting with the first item on the agenda, and that's the opportunity for the public to make comment. Any individual or group wishes to address the commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission. Seeing none, we'll move to the next item on the agenda. We have two sets of minutes that need approval. The open and closed meetings of the tax commission held on Thursday, October 22nd, and a special commission meeting held last week as a part of the assessor's school.
So moved.
Okay, motion from Commissioner Rockwell to approve the minutes. Any discussion to the motion? Those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. That's unanimous. All right. The next item on the agenda is to prepare for next year. The Open and Public Meetings Act requires public bodies to post a notice of their scheduled meetings for the year. Krista has prepared a proposed schedule for us following our usual pattern of meeting on the second and fourth Thursday of every month, except for the months of November and December when we take off Thanksgiving and Christmas weeks. And we need to consider approving that schedule. I'm open for a motion. Okay, thank you. Commissioner Pirro moves to approve the notice. Any discussion to the motion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. Was it unanimous?
Yes. Oh, aye.
Sorry. The voting is unanimous on the motion. Okay. And for the next item, we'll turn over to Commissioner Rockwell to discuss a possible rule.
Yes, this agenda item is to approve submission of a proposed rule amendment to the Division of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah Register. It involves Rule R865-19S-94, titled Service Charges, Tips, Gratuities, Cover Charges, and Other Similar Charges Pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Section 5912-103. This proposed amendment clarifies that if a service charge, tip, gratuity, cover charge, or other similar charge is included on a person's bill, it is part of the sales price and subject to sales tax, unless it states on the front of the bill that the amount is voluntary and may be increased or decreased by the patron. And second, the language stating that the amount is voluntary must be in the same font size as the service charge, tip, gratuity, cover charge, or other similar charge included on the bill. A voluntary payment is a payment for a non-taxable service. The amendment also deletes redundant language and makes technical changes. The rule will be published in the January 1, 2016 bulletin. The 30-day public comment period will end on February 1, 2016. The earliest date for the amendments to become effective is February 8th of 2016.
Any questions for Commissioner Rockwell about the proposed rule? Seeing none, I think we're ready for a motion.
Thank you. I move to approve submission of Rule R865-19S-94, Service Charges, Tips, Gratuities, Cover Charges, and Other Similar Charges to the Division of Administrative Rules.
Thank you. The motion is in order. Any discussion to the motion? Those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. It's unanimous. And so I will go up to the Division of Administrative Rules. And then Commissioner Rockwell, if you'd like to take the next item too.
Yes, thank you. The second item is to consider amending Administrative Rule R884, 24P53, which is the 2016 valuation guides for valuation of land subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 592.515. Rule 884, 24P53 annually updates the agricultural productive values to be applied by county assessors to land qualifying for valuation and assessment under the Farmland Assessment Act. The values are recommended to the commission by the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee, which meets under the authority of Section 592.514. Section 592.515 authorizes the State Tax Commission to make rules regarding the Property Tax Act, Part 5 Farmland Assessment Act. Section 592.514 authorizes the State Tax Commission to receive valuation recommendations from the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee for its implementation as outlined in R884-24P53. The rule sets the per-acre values for 418 separate class county combinations, and this year it is proposed that 126 rates decrease slightly, 164 increase slightly, and 128 have no change. I will note that there have been no public comments on this rule.
Thank you. Commissioner Pirro, did you have anything to add since you're our chair or our representative on the Farmland Assessment Act Committee?
We had our annual meeting, and we reviewed all of these rates. We had
Okay, thank you. And we have Denny Lytle from the Property Tax Division here. Anything that you want to add? He's shaking his head no. Okay, I think we're ready for a motion.
Thank you.
I'd like to make one quick comment before we make a motion.
Okay.
I want to express my appreciation to Commissioner Farrell for continuing to work on the Farmland Assessment Committee for the Asset Commission. This is an area that has in the past been a difficult area, but Commissioner Farrell just makes it look easy. So thank you again, Commissioner, for your work.
Thank you, Commissioner Valentine. Go ahead, Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. Just as a matter of housekeeping, before we move to a motion, I'll note that the rule was approved for submission to the Department of Administrative Rules on Thursday, October 22nd, 2015, and the rule was posted in the November 1st, 2015 bulletin. The 30-day public comment period ended on December 1st, 2015, and the earliest date for the amendments to become effective was December 8, 2015. With that housekeeping in mind, I move to adopt Rule R884, 24P53, 2016 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, which contains the values recommended by the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee.
Thank you. The motion is in order. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, we'll place it for a vote. All those in favor of the motion to adopt the 2016 valuations, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That concludes all of the action items that we have on our agenda. We'll go to the Executive Director, Mr. Conover, for his report.
Good morning, folks. It's good to be here with you again in this open meeting. And welcome, Chairman Valentine. How's the weather back there?
It's 72. I'm in my golf shirt.
Well, we're going to have snow this evening, so bask while you can.
Well, I better wear my sweater back somewhere.
The only thing I have to bring up is, first of all, we'll be going through in January and February, and we'll be doing all of the office doors, conference room doors, adding new hardware, new locks, kick plates where necessary. The doors will also be repainted. This is part of the DFCM maintenance of the building. We were scheduled to have this a year ago, and we asked them to defer this to bring in our switches and air conditioning unit in our switch rooms so that we could bring up the VoIP system here in October. They were able to switch that, and now they're ready to pick up and put another gleaming new look in this old building. We've now completed all the painting of the building, even your office, Commissioner Pirro. All new carpet throughout the building, and now we're going to be doing doors. So we're almost getting a new building. And I just wanted to update you folks on that. Tiffany Harms Jensen will be coming around and just making sure that the keys that you want, who you want to have submaster keys to, so that you have that. We want to keep the keying simple and with the minimum amount of disruption and organization in future years. It's just something that we get to start all over again and have new locks, new keys. We want to keep it in order. Any questions?
None.
That's all I have for today.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to the commissioners' reports. Any of the commissioners have anything? Commissioner Valentine, you have anything to report today?
Yes, I have several items if we've got a few minutes here.
Please go
the
ahead.
First is last night Congress stepped into the Conference Committee report the Permanent Internet Tax Freedom Act preemption. I don't know if you were following that out there or not, but that's a big buzz today. It looks like it's going to pass. It's a Conference Committee report. It has to be reported to both chambers and voted on. It's a must-pass bill that deals with the Budget Act that expires tomorrow at midnight. So everyone is anticipating it will pass. It will then make it permanent, the Internet taxation, and it phases out the grandfather clause for those seven states that actually had grandfather charges. The buzz that's occurring out here right now, though, is that it may be viewed broader than what Congress thinks it is. It looks like it may not be just Internet access, but it may remove the possibility that Internet service providers can bundle together a wide range of digital products and services and then treat that as access charges and then try to avoid any type of self-taxation on what has previously been put onto those kinds of transactions. Specifically, we're concerned about SaaS transactions, software as a service, and the remaining to reflect to the legislature in a future legislative session the changes in how it will affect Utah. That's the first one that has got us concerned out here. Any questions on that before we move on to the next couple?
Don't see any.
Okay, good. Yesterday we spent a significant amount of time talking about two different issues. Frank Hales is our representative on the audit committee and did a masterful job as the chairman of the committee. I'm going to let him report back on those two items because I think those will be more accurately portrayed by him. And they're just directly affecting us, the items that we're engaged in today. We're in the process today of rewriting the committee action on apportionment and specifically on sales and sourcing as to sources that occur for services that are sold digitally. We spent a significant amount of time this morning arguing about whether or not related parties should be imputed with knowledge about the transactions that they had and whether or not the safe harbor rules that are being proposed by the working group are going to be sufficient to give taxpayers a place to go when there's some difficulty understanding. Those issues are not resolved at this point. We're still kind of wrestling with those and coming up with proposals to take back to the respective states. We had yesterday Mike Christensen here as well, and Mike added some good value to the discussion we had. I think Mike has left to return home. So Frank and I are the two main representatives from Utah out here. Good meetings, well attended. Lots of industry folks are watching carefully what we're doing as well. And we added a lot of input. I think it's been worthwhile that we have the active participation that we have had.
Very good. Thank you. Any other reports?
I have nothing.
Okay. It looks like we don't have any. Mr. Conover, our executive director, has mentioned that he needs to discuss an item with the commissioners related to pending or reasonably imminent litigation, and he'd like us to do that in a closed session. So if we could have a motion for a closed session, I don't anticipate that we'll be taking any action afterwards, so we should be able to just adjourn from the closed session.
I move to convene into a closed session of the commission.
Okay, the motion is to convene in a closed session. We'll have the minutes indicate that we'll remain in this room and that we're going to be discussing pending or reasonably imminent litigation and that we will adjourn from the closed session without taking further action. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. It's unanimous. Thank you to all of the staff folks who joined us today. Krista, this computer has locked, so I can't shut off the recording to switch.
At least we can see you there.